much. You say, no, this baby has slept too much. Get up, eat. And that is the role that leaders do. That is the role that pastors do. That is why God has placed pastors, apostles, teachers to feed us the word of God. Jeremiah 3:15 says this, I will give you shepherds after my own heart, pastors after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge. That means that every time you desire to grow in the things of God, God will position a teacher for you. 3:15. I will give you teach pastors, shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge. Every time you desire to grow in the things of God, God will position a teacher for you. There's someone who said a statement, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. When the day you just say, God, I want to know you, he sends you someone. Because God deals with men with men. He has given the gifts of God. Some of the gifts of God, apart from the gifts of the Spirit, are men. Ephesians 4:11, it says, when he ascended on high, he gave gifts to men. It was he that gave apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, for the equipping of the saints to do the works of ministry. That means that some of the gifts of God are actually human beings. Men. When Paul, after he met Jesus, he saw Jesus. But then Paul told him, okay, now God told him, now go and meet, go into the city. You will be told what to do. Then God goes and negotiates with Ananias. And he's like, please, go and meet this guy. He said, no, this guy has come to kill people. He said, no, this guy is my chosen instrument. That you will go and speak to the nations, prophesy to the Gentiles. Then God sends, then Ananias accepts. Look at how God works. You want something, but he sends you to a man. Then when you get to the man, he has to negotiate with that man, please help this guy. And then when the guy came, he said, okay, receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Look at how, because he understood that for you, Paul, for you to grow in the things of God, what you need is the Spirit of God. What you need is the spiritual birth. Unless we are born of the Spirit, unless we understand our realities in the new man, in the new creation that is made alive in Christ, we will always be reading the Bible and it's like a storybook. Because the author of the Bible is the Scriptures, is the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible, all Scriptures are inspired by the Holy Spirit and they are useful for teaching, correcting and training in righteousness. That's, I think, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scriptures is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, correcting, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be fully equipped for every good work. The scriptures are a product of the Holy Spirit. For you to understand the Bible, you will need the Holy Spirit to explain to you. You will need men who are sent by God to teach you the word of God. And it is as you hunger for the, as you crave for the pure milk. You see, in the natural, if you fail to eat for 2 days, if you skip a meal, naturally you find people are irritable. Now imagine if you don't eat for 1 week. What happens? You start becoming malnourished. You become thin. You become emaciated. And if you continue, you will die. Likewise in the spirit. Unless we feed our spirit, man, what happens to it? It dwindles. And then the flesh overpowers our spirits. The reason people fall into sin is not because they are weak. It is because their flesh is stronger and their spirit is weak. And that's what Jesus said, my spirit is willing. But he was saying my flesh is weak. That means that whichever side you feed will be stronger. If you feed, like there's a story of someone who had two dogs. And every time he'll bring them to fight, he will knew which dog will win. And some people will bet, they will bet their money, and they look the same. Then someone asked him, my friend, what is your secret? How do you know which dog will win? He says, I know because the dog that does not win, I did not feed it the night before. So the dog that does not win is the dog that was not fed. The dog is hungry. But the dog that wins is the dog that is was given food. So he knows. Likewise, if we feed our spirits will win the battle of the flesh. If we feed our flesh, if you open the TV or your phone and everything that you know, you're looking at is feeding your flesh, is gratifying your desires, is exciting you, you know, is movies, is what? Your flesh will grow. But each time, if you open your TV, you're looking at sermons, you're worshiping God, you're learning the things of God, the things you read is the scriptures, your spirit man grows. And when your spirit is stronger than your flesh, then you'll overcome the deeds of the flesh. Because many times people struggle. Yes, they are Christian. Yes, they love God. Yes, they know they are born again. But each time they are falling in and out of sin. Today I'm holy on Sunday. Tomorrow I'm not holy. You do this. And yet, even though you confess, you know, at times people go like, I'm the righteousness of Christ, of God in Christ Jesus. Even though you, there is a confession and there is the reality of what you are doing. Actions. Two sides of a coin. They must go together. Huh? They must go together. That's why James said that, show me your faith and I will show you my actions. Not that he doesn't have faith. He's saying faith without actions is dead. Just like the spirit without the body is dead. Look at that principle. The spirit without the body is dead. Likewise, as long as what we know in the spirit, the word not becoming flesh, the word has to become flesh. Our actions and what we know and what we confess must go hand in hand. Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I want to stop there because I think there's still so much to read, and I pray that even as you go, you will go back into it and allow God's spirit to reveal more, because there's so much that Jesus is teaching about the new creation, about the spirit man, about the spirit path. You see how it says the wind bloweth wherever it goes, you cannot hear its sound. It comes and goes. So it's everyone born of a spirit. Look at that, how the wind goes, how the wind moves. That people will try and understand, but you, we thought we had destroyed you. We thought we had crushed you. We thought we had sacked you. And they just find you just came back and then you're their boss. And you're like, how? You're like the wind. And the wind goes in the direction of the Lord. That means you're willing and available to be led of God, to be sent by God. You are light. That means you don't carry weights. You don't carry unforgiveness. You don't carry hatred. I mean, people can do whatever, but you're like, it's okay. You're forgiven. Why? Because you're born from above. You live from above. You live of the Spirit. You live from the Spirit of God. You understand things from the Spirit of God. You understand the mind of God. You have the mind of Christ. That means that there are things that you decide, this I live from above. Outwardly, I'm wasting away. Outwardly, I'm sick. Outwardly, my body is complaining. Outwardly, I'm lacking something. But when I look at how God looks at me, he says, you're good. He says, you're righteous. He says, your silver and gold are mine. You're abundantly provided for. Now, if that's why the Bible, Colossians chapter 3, it says, set your affections, set your heart, set your mind on things above. If ye be risen with Christ, set your heart on things above. That means that many times our circumstances will focus, will make us look at our earthly things. It will make us look at what we are going through. It will make us look at our challenges. It will make us look at our limitations. It will make us look at our budgets. It will make us look at what is in our pocket. It will make us look at the length of our contract. But God is telling us, don't fix your eyes on things of the earth. Live from above. Live from above. Fix your eyes on Christ above, who is seated above. Above all rule, above all rulers, above all authorities, above all principalities. Set your affections. It is only you who can set your mind. It's your choice. And then if you continue there, it says, now put to death the deeds of the flesh. Just go and read Colossians chapter 3. After you believe, you're risen with Christ, then you set your mind. Then the place of action is in your flesh. Then mortify the deeds of the flesh. Put to death. Drunkenness, anger, lasciviousness, corruption, hatred, envy, witchcraft. Put to death. But it starts with knowing where Christ has positioned you, setting your mind there, and your affections. Actually, say your mind, your affections, your devotions, your heart, your longings. And then you will be able to have the power to put to death the earthly things. And yeah, so that is the message that God has put in my heart. And for me, I believe in teaching, so I believe in allowing questions. In a church, you might not have the chance, but when there's a preacher in front, but when you're in a small group, it's always a chance to if there's any question or reflection, I think I will open it, and then we can worship again and just give thanks to God. And if there are prayer requests, we can share, and then we'll pray it all. Yeah, so the floor is open. Ha ha ha.